This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Another week in the books. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense... Lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Down in Georgia way, and by the way, let me take this moment to welcome to the fold WNNG out of Robbins, Georgia. Talking about Georgia, let's talk about Georgia. WNNG, thank you for joining up. And Z-Talk, been carrying the show, but I talked to Z-Talk's chief cook and bottle washer, Kevin, last night, so I just wanted to mention them as well. In addition to everybody else, KZLS, WVWI, all of you guys. Supporters of gun control have been giddy these past 2 days down Georgia way because there, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, he's not Nathan Hale, not only vetoed campus carry in Georgia, but he dug up a historical document to claim that the Founding Fathers were fundamentally opposed to guns in the university campuses. Of course, they didn't know about Virginia Tech. The Atlantic was just one of the many outlets giddy over the Deal veto. They wrote, Governor Nathan Deal rejected a bill on Tuesday that would have allowed eligible students in Georgia to carry concealed weapons at public universities. In a lengthy veto statement, Deal said he found enlightening evidence for his position in the views of a pair of founding fathers who nearly two centuries ago opened a college where guns would not be allowed. October of 1824, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison attended a board meeting of the University of Virginia, which would open the following spring. Jefferson and Madison had spent little time thinking about, individual liberty. But minutes from the hearing show that their new school would not extend the right to bear arms to its red brick grounds. The board declared, no student shall, within the precincts of the university, introduce, keep, or use any spirituous or venous liquors, keep or use weapons or arms of any kind. What neither Deal nor the Atlantic bothered to mention was the context for the decision of the board. At the time, dueling over perceived slights was still in fashion among the upper-class sons of Virginia who would be attending the school, and the men involved clearly feared a public scandal if sons from public, from very prominent families got liquored up and insulted one another and decided that the only polite social remedy was to have a duel, slap each other in the face with a leather glove and meet outside later. Jefferson in particular had good reason to loathe dueling. His former vice president, Aaron Burr, killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel, Hamilton's 11th in 1804, 2 decades before. You'll note that the board outlawed alcohol and weapons in one breath, clearly indicating the fear of dueling among the sons of prominent Virginia families was their driving concern for this prohibition. Is dueling a thing now in Georgia, Governor Deal? or Virginia, or anywhere else here in these United States. Is dueling still happening? I can think of a couple of places I might like to see it, but, you know, that's all notwithstanding. Deal's citing of meeting minutes from 1824 isn't the big founding fathers won't support guns in schools argument that Deal and his anti-gun allies want to make it out to be. It was a fig leaf ripped out of historical context from a time where formal dueling was still taking the lives of our best and brightest. So unless he can cite outbreaks of duels breaking out in Georgia college campuses recently, say within the past century, then his citing of meeting minutes from 1824 is the tiniest and most shriveled of fig leaves. Here's what it boils down to. In these United States today, wherever there are no guns, they are a fledgling target. The odds of that ever really coming to fruition, is that they're not great, they're not big, certainly not something to bet on. But at the same time, the possibility exists. This is why we have insurance. This is why we carry financial insurance on cars. How many wrecks do you have a year if you're driving a car? How many wrecks do you have a year? Probably not that many. Probably not a whole bunch. Now, nationwide, they happen every day. Thousands of them happen every day. But the odds of them happening to any one individual person is pretty low. It is higher, however, than it is about being shot in a gun-free zone. However, the odds do not increase because it's a gun-free zone. They actually they get better towards you being shot, just based upon historical precedents. So what Governor Nathan Deal has done is he's done this feel-good thing. He's taken a whole bunch of flack since his guns everywhere thing. He pushed back on his little religious freedom bill because he didn't want the same kind of stuff that right now that they're giving to North Carolina because they pushed, you know, they decided in North Carolina if you've got the Y chromosome, well, you got to use this man to remove. You know, is it X or Y? I can't ever remember. If you've got the right chromosome, you've got to go to the men's room. That's what they decided in North Carolina. Now, North Carolina's taken all this junk, which amounts to nothing. Deal can't take the heat. He can't take the heat. Whoever elected him, Georgia, this is your guy under pressure, a real leader. Comes out, pulls out a little bit. He pulls out part of a sentence, pulls out part of a context out of some minutes from 1824. Although I actually am glad that he did it, because that means that everything else that happened that time is now valid. The Atlantic gives it credence. It's now valid, which means the Second Amendment is now valid in their eyes. Sorry, it's not a bunch of stuff that they wrote about in olden times. It's still good today because we're not going to have guns in Georgia on campus. In the meantime, though, there's guns all over campuses. There are guns all over campuses. People are carrying guns on campus. Do not kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. Especially in these campuses where you got to drive through them to get from one side to the other that have become these sprawling complexes. Of course there's guns on campuses. Of course there is. By not codifying it and by not giving approval for it, though, they're taking regular citizens who everywhere except right at the border of that school, they're okay to carry a gun. And if they don't, if they break that border of that school and they get caught with that gun, then they're in trouble, thanks to Georgia law. It's undrawn lines on a map. You better know where they are. In Georgia and in a lot of places. Let's not beat up on Georgia too much. Nathan Deal, milk toast. Okay? This guy wilts, Georgia. He wilts under pressure. He got out there and signed the guns bill that you guys got that everybody calls guns everywhere. And the furor of that died down. And then he wilted under pressure when he saw something that he could back out on. Anti-gun. He was too quick to move to that. Too quick to move to that. And he's a Republican, isn't he? How about that? Interesting. We'll be right back.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Play that, Mark Farner. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, we've been talking about this since it happened, Trump being the presumptive nominee. I know that for some of you, this is disastrous. Some of you believe this means that it, you know, it gives the election to Clinton. Some of you, even if Trump wins, are worried about it. I don't really understand that because we don't know how Trump's going to govern. We know how he does business. We can look at how he does business. He's successful doing business. He tries, he fails, he comes back. He succeeds, he comes back. So he's constantly going. Looking at government today, my biggest question would be to anyone, is Trump going to be as bad as Clinton would be? For those that don't like Trump, is he going to be as bad as Clinton? Are you saying he's worse than Clinton? Or is he going to be as bad as anybody else out there? A lot of the Republican faithful have gotten out there and said, I loathe the rise of populism. What exactly is populism? Is when, you know, aren't elections already pretty much just fashion shows? Public relations contests? Who's got the best message? Who does the best sale? Isn't that what they are already? And the other thing is that I'm hearing about the negatives for both Trump and the negative ratings for both Trump and Clinton. Completely understand them. I get that people don't like them. But it doesn't explain how they got more votes, at least Trump. Clinton's been getting beaten in very key key elections, and she's only got the edge right now on superdelegates, as far as I can tell. So Clinton hasn't been just beating the mud out of Bernie Sanders, but Trump has been beating the mud out of everybody else. And if the rating is so negative, why is he getting so many votes? You're going to have Democrats vote for him. You're going to have union members vote for him because they're going to be voting economics. You know, everybody believes, especially coal miners. Coal miners, oh my God. Nobody believes Clinton now. Nobody believes Clinton. Even the guy who she talked to thought that she was lying straight to his face. But let's talk just in sheer numbers, okay? Sheer numbers of votes. Breitbart got some very interesting data together for you from the Indiana primary that you may want to ponder before continuing your tirade against Trump as far as him not being able to win. Don't worry about what the other polls are saying. This is just data. This is true, raw data. Unadulterated, untouched, unrefined. Various sources have been reporting, as I have, that the overall Democrat turnout is down this year. And of that reduced turnout, a significant portion belongs to Bernie Sanders. And a lot of them are not going to vote for Clinton. They may vote for Trump. And this is what we saw in Indiana this past Tuesday. Conversely, the Trump movement has been ginning up voter numbers, turnout numbers, since the primary season started. So Tuesday's numbers bear this out. Now, we knew not too long ago, about a week or so ago, or maybe it was 2 or 3 weeks, I'm not sure. I know, and I read it, and everybody else saw it, Trump had garnered 2 million more votes than Mitt Romney at a similar time in the primaries. 2 million more votes than Mitt Romney. Okay. Now, according to Breitbart, Democrat primary turnout in Indiana in 2016 was 628,433. The last time Hillary was in an election there was in 2008. It was double that in 2008. 1,278,355. Hillary's share of that was a 2016 figure of 296,988. That was down 54.5% when she captured 646,282 votes in 2008. Big decline in voter turnout on the Democratic side. Now compare these dramatic declines in the Democratic voters with the Republican primary history from Indiana. In 2016, the overall Republican turnout in the Indiana primary was up a whopping 73.35% from 2012, with 1,101,777 votes cast this year, as opposed to 635,589 in the earlier primary. Back in 2012, frontrunner Mitt Romney got 410,635 votes, compared to a total of 587,273 for Donald Trump this year, an increase of 43.2%. Looking back at state primaries that have occurred earlier this year, the 2016 Republican surge versus a Democrat decline appears to be a trend that defies all of these proclamations you're hearing about the inevitability of Clinton now because of Trump. Everybody's saying that Donald can't do it in November. He's doing it now. This data that they compiled, by the way, you can find it. Let's see. It's at uselectionsatlas.org. That same data is widely used by academics and media organizations, including the New York Times, The Economist, Harvard, Columbia, Cornell, and many other reputable organizations. Trump can win. Now all you have to decide is, do you think that's good or bad? But don't despair. Really don't despair. Trump, we haven't seen him yet. We haven't seen him up against Clinton. I believe that he will club Clinton like a baby seal. I love that term. I wish I had been Mudcat Saunders when he said it. He's going to club Clinton like a baby seal. I think that's what's waiting on her. She can't take criticism. She hasn't got with Trump yet. Ha. And that most, it is in, that is one thing that is inevitable. And I hope they have a bunch of debates, and I hope that she's bleeding from every figurative orifice figuratively when she's done. I hope she's laying there and wants no part of it and is begging to be indicted on all the espionage to get a break. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, that was Reactive Gunworks. I punched the wrong button, didn't I? Reactive Gunworks, where the unstockable is in stock. Need to pay better attention, don't I? I thought I was lined up, right? Anyway, coming from the desk of Rob Morse from his defensive gun stories, we have these little ditties. I don't know why I didn't reach out to Rob today. I think maybe because I just didn't want to call him with so little time to prepare. Coming from the Slow Facts blog, here are a few of the many stories of armed self-defense in April. Armed civilians stopping criminals and saving lives yet again. And that's correct. You know, when you think about it this way, people like you save lives until the police arrive. And you are to be thanked for that. First up, an elderly couple was watching TV during the evening. This Washington State couple also watched a young man walk into their back porch and kick his way into their home. From there, he walked into the couple's bathroom and began looking for medications. The intruder then hit the elderly male homeowner and stabbed him in the abdomen. His 81-year-old wife heard the attack, grabbed her gun, and shot the intruder. That ended the attack on her husband. Her elderly husband is still in the hospital, though, in stable condition. Police report that their attacker was a convicted felon looking for drugs. Next. A woman woke to hear people banging on the front and back doors of her house. Before she got up, she heard two men who had entered her home. She retrieved her handgun and confronted the two young men. They ran. The homeowner reported the break-in to police, and the two men were arrested a short while later. Now, some people would say that because she didn't fire a gun, this was not an example of armed self-defense. Why do you think those guys ran away? Because she had the gun. A woman living in an upscale neighborhood in Erie, Pennsylvania, didn't expect any trouble. That's when a 25-year-old man broke through her back door and beat her unconscious. He then dragged his kidnapped former girlfriend into the home and assaulted her. The attacker then beat the male resident as he arrived home. Fortunately, two neighbors heard his screams, and one of the neighbors was armed. The armed neighbor chased the attacker from the house. Police arrested the attacker a short distance away. All of the attacker's victims required hospitalization for their injuries. Very near misses here with some of this stuff. Then there's an 80-year-old man stopped a three-person crime spree. Fortunately, he was armed, but what, you know, this happened in West Virginia. What would you expect? A young woman knocked on the old man's door and said it was an emergency and she needed to use his phone. Her two accomplices pushed into the home after the old man opened the door. The two masked and armed thugs held the old man at gunpoint. The armed homeowner shot both the intruders. The criminals ran from the home. One of the attackers collapsed and died nearby. Second thug was shot in the leg. He was arrested by police and taken to a local hospital for treatment. Female accomplice was also arrested. The same criminals had attacked and hospitalized another man earlier in the day. This guy did a public service. Then there's Youngsville, Louisiana, where three men broke into a home during the early morning. They fired several shots inside the home before the homeowner retrieved his gun and returned fire. The homeowner shot one of the robbers. The suspects then ran from the scene. Police arrested the three at a local hospital. The wounded criminal is expected to survive. All three criminals are charged with robbery and attempted murder. There were several smash-and-grab robberies reported in the area during the last several days. Police believe the robbers thought the home was unoccupied. Then coming out of Chicago, there's two men that were unloading their car in the back of the Chicago alley late at night. Both were 23 years old. They were interrupted by 28-year-old William George, who demanded their wallets and phones. One of the young men handed over his cell phone and wallet, while the other 23-year-old pulled his licensed firearm and shot Mr. George. The two men called for police and for medical help. They also stayed at the scene until the police arrived. Police said the robbery was out of jail, or the attacker was out of jail on parole for previous armed robbery convictions, or a previous one. Young men were not charged. Honest, armed citizens defending themselves and their families thousands of times a day. Were they lucky, or were they prepared? You can hear all about this all the time by going and downloading self-defense gun stories. He does puts it out there weekly. Coming. Well, I'm going to start this, but we're going to carry this through because there's a few things we need to discuss. And the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, they have they've gone beyond the call of duty here. Because they're looking at the English language and they're looking at the way it is applied in gun grabbing. English is great. It's it's the largest vocabulary of any language, and you have multiple word meanings that vary according to how you're using it. We even have words that can mean their own opposites, like sanction and oversight and left, dust, stone, cleave, fast. In the human resources field, resign can either refer to leaving employment or to returning to it. and the practice of law continue may have its usual meaning of carrying on, or it may be a legal step which temporarily halts proceedings. For a seamstress, trim may mean either removing material or adding some. So, over the past 30 years, in the field of demonizing firearms and those who use them, they are equally contradictory uses of the vocabulary. So, this glossary of words and phrases, surely incomplete, but as they say, perhaps a good start. This is the way they take the language and apply it to their agenda. First up, we have a 10-round magazine, or a clip. This contains more ammunition than any individual could ever need to defend against any number of drug-crazed armed attackers bent on assault and brutality. Or number two, supposed standard capacity magazine. If you advocate for gun rights, this means that you have a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Thank you, Hillary. A good start, beginning, first step, that's any new gun control measure which will provide ineffective or prove to be ineffective and so excuse further steps toward banning all civilian firearms. Amending the Constitution. This is the difficult and tedious sequence of steps necessitating nationwide consensus, which is rendered superfluous by liberal judges cheerleading the latest cultural shift. Ammunition. Objects without which firearms are useless for their intended purposes, which are even more evil due to the typical lead content and lack of permanent individual markings, which are so vital to solving all of the anonymous crime. My favorite, assault weapon. Any weapon or firearm whose design disturbs the sleep of progressive politicians. They are often black. Again, racism raises up. We'll continue this when we get back. The language prostituted to further the agenda. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, we're going to get back on the language here in just a short minute. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. See if I can get this right this time. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hey, when does that happen? I'm trying to send this. Do this. There we go. Back to the language. Back to the language. Talking about the gun grabber, not only do they redefine and, conflate data, but they've also redefined certain words in our language. Now, we're going to bounce around some of these because there's literally hundreds of these in here, thanks to the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Bullet, a far too inexpensive metallic thingy that transmits the universally evil impact of a firearm, which is also subject to spontaneous combustion when separated from a firearm. Bulletproof vest. This is clothing item that conceals invisibly beneath any upper body garment, enabling the wearer to stroll unhesitatingly through a hail of bullets and to massacre the party shooting at him. No known civil utility. See bullet. Common sense. Bereft of logic. Contrast with the customary use of common sense. Concealed carry. Villainously hiding deadly weapons in order to frighten, harass, and murder innocent anti-gun citizenry. Constitution. Long document whose prehistoric language is no longer understood except by liberal judges according to the latest cultural shift. Facts are actually anti-gun propaganda. See propaganda. Firearm. Inexpressibly evil tool of the devil. Gun Club, location where gun lovers congregate to reinforce each other's invariable aggression and hostility versus society in general, and to also compare their reproductive package size. Gun control, safeguarding the human race from guns in spite of itself. Or number two, confiscation and prohibition because we know best. Or number three, because a woman raped alive or dead is preferable to an attacker lying dead at her feet. Gun crime. This is a good one. An as yet unwitnessed miracle in which a firearm spontaneously commits or forces a human to commit an act punishable under U.S. statutes. A gun enthusiast slash hobbyist slash lover is a killer. A gun splainer is a male inexperienced in social interaction who likes to talk about their guns. Gun violence epidemic. Dramatically decreasing rates of murder and violent crime as gun ownership and concealed carry have risen enormously. This is the gun violence epidemic. High capacity magazine. This is a death dealing, utterly reliable, rapid. Oh, look at this. Look at that. We got to, you know, it never fails. It never fails. I try to turn everything down and mute everything. Patrick, I try to turn it all down so you don't have to hear it. And inevitably, no matter what show I'm doing, no matter what day I'm doing it, it's going to pop up. I extend my apologies, sir. Back to language, if it saves just one life, compared to if inserting a red-hot poker into the rectum fixes just one more hemorrhoid. Law enforcement officer, highly respected professional who mainly investigates crimes that have already occurred, who trains less with firearms than many civilians, and shoots less accurately in crises, causing more collateral injury than the average citizen. Majority of people, that's the minority of Americans who support gun control. The NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, the GOA, the members of the NRA, these are all works of the devil or individual terrorists. Propaganda is pro-gun rights facts. Registration, the innocuous public-spirited documentation of every firearm and owner in the country, no relationship whatsoever to its only possible concrete use of allowing the government to identify and confiscate the weapons of any gun owner on any pretext. This must be done regardless of other methods of ensuring that appropriately prohibited individuals may not legally obtain firearms. Second Amendment. Flight of fantasy written into ancient history by disgusting slave-owning elitist old white males. Or, uniquely among the American Bill of Rights, a statement of the government's right to control individuals rather than a protection of individual rights against the government. Shooter. Someone who hits anyone or anything with projectiles from a gun, invariably with evil intent. Or number two, murderer. Shooting. Purposeful, deadly attack on uniformly innocent life-affirming bystanders. The more victims, the better. Silencer. High-tech devices used solely for noiseless assassination of innocent parties who would still be alive but for this wicked attachment. Terror watch or no-fly list. People who have been accused of no crime but whose rights must be arbitrarily denied without knowing it or having any recourse. Training. As used with firearm or gun means practice intended to increase the lethality of any and every use of the implementation in question. Woman. Gender that is always the victim of violence, yet too risky to arm due to the inevitability of her own gun being used against her. Ladies. There you have it. There's some things that I skipped. I probably could go back and get them. Gun collector, future mass shooter. Let's see. I didn't skip that many. Cartridge micro stamping, new and untrue technique of recording unique markings of ammunition fired from guns, which will cost millions of dollars and never solve a single crime. Blind identification background system. Absurd, unacceptable background check proposal that would securely inform any gun seller of a potential buyer's prohibited status with no government record of purchase or transfer possible. Also, much less expensive and more efficient than current national instant identification check system, risking growth in private industry and decline in government positions. Oh, well. Oh, well. There you see it. There, and that's by no means, it is not limited to that. I am reading that, Desert Eagle. That comes from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. That's where Dr. John hails from there in the chat room. You can find it on their website. I believe it's, what is the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership website? Let's find that out. Let's pull that up. DRGO. Let's just run that. DRGO.us. That's where you can find it. For those that want to see it. It's called an anti-gun glossary. Which is a redefinition of certain words. Yep. Check them out, drgo.us. Dr. John, at least one of their representatives, I'll be meeting with them at the NRA meetup in a few weeks. Be hooking up with them just to meet them. I do a lot of their material, and Dr. John's been a guest on the show before, so he'll be there, and I'll get to meet him and Rob Morse. It's going to be all kinds of people there. And we're going to be hanging out, getting in trouble. I'm going to be hanging out with lawyers, so I've got the bail figured out. We're going to flip into the next hour coming up very shortly. We're going to go. We're going to also talk about anti-gunners and certain phrases that they use. That I believe it's Robert Young used for that other article from the DRGO. He mined this from a bunch of different things. We're going to talk about that when we come into the next day. Look at that. It didn't even line it up right. We might not be talking about that because it didn't come into the system right. We can talk about some of the phrases. That's fine. Tomorrow, I get to go train on a SWAT training course. I'm going to film that. Yes, I'm going to film that. This one is in the books. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Illusion. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.